First and foremost, Coach, we have to ask about your goaltending. I mean, Eric Comrie has been sensational from Mark's perspective up above. What have you liked from your goaltender in the last two games?
One goal in two games. One goal against. He's been really good. Rebound control is his ability to be to go from one post to the other and to control the low part of the ice is really good. And that's we've seen that from his first year coming here, but he keeps getting faster and faster. I thought he played big tonight. He was confident. I really like this game.
You looked a little bit like deja vu yesterday. You for one goal after 20 minutes today, one goal after 20 minutes. Did you like today's first period better than yesterday's, or were you happy with both?
I was happy with both. I think we, in both games, I think we slowed down in the second period a little bit. But I was really happy with our first period.
Second period, you came out quickly, though, and got those two goals. And then they scored that 3-1 goal late with, I think, 2 minutes to go in the second. Is there something to be taught for this group? Because, it's you know, they haven't been playing with big leads yet. But is that something you kind of have to instill in them, is how to, you know, play the game evenly when they have a lead?
Well, there's something to be said there for sure. And that's a process, learning how to play with the lead. Learning to play when the game is tied and coming from behind. So we had the lead the last two games, and I think we did a pretty good job. But there's a few times in the second period I felt we were forcing plays. We didn't have to. So I think overall we did a pretty good job.
What can you say about the play of Alexi Deux? Is he going to be lobbying to be playing your PK all the time now?
Well, he's should have scored on that second chance, we've been using him for quite some time now on the PK, and there's a good chemistry between him and Gerard. They support each other well. They understand each other, how they move on the ice, and that's why 5-on-5 they're also together. There's some chemistry there, so. I think not only those two, but our PK has been doing a real good job.
I mean, it seemed a little bit obvious, but it must be very nice for you as a coach to be getting some balance now from balanced scoring from all across the group.
Yeah, not having only one line creating offense, but it's not only scoring goals. You look at all four lines, they've been creating offensively and creating momentum and scoring chances for and playing down low and being heavy. On the boards in the offensive zone and having good reloads, so it's good to see, because it gives the coaching staff a few options, but more important than that, it gives the players some confidence in their game and the players they're with. So it's good to have four lines going.
One player who hasn't been rewarded by getting a goal until today was Mark O'Dano. He's been involved, though, physically, obviously putting up assists. Nice for to see him get a goal today.
Yeah, for sure. I think Marco has been all in since he's back with us. His attitude is right. He's working hard. It was just a matter of time before he scored a goal. But his two games, yesterday and today, he was really good. I thought he was on the puck. He's moving. He's using his body to protect the puck. He's playing a 200-foot game. He's attacking the net. So I think it's, you get your luck by working hard, and he was working hard. He got that puck, and he didn't miss his chance.
As a coach, your focus is, of course, on the ice, but what can you say about the crowd for the last two games?
It's been amazing. When there's people in the building and having those people supporting us, it makes a difference. I can tell you that for sure. The guys feel it on the bench. Gives the team a little bit more energy, and it's a lot of fun to play in front of people.
Eric said that yesterday to us that this was like your playoffs, knowing that you have to pick up these wins. Just how important was this weekend for your team?
Well, it was big, because we've been talking about, obviously it's not the playoffs, but we want to have the right mindset. And the position we're in right now, there's nothing we can change, or there's nothing we can do about what we've done in the past. And there's nothing we can do about the injuries, but we can control what we're controlling now. And our mindset has to be like if we were in the playoffs. It's a must win when we go on the ice. It should be like that all the time. But having the urgency and the mindset of playing the way it's going to be in the playoffs, it's a different mindset. So we shared that with the players, and the last two games they've been playing, like we were, like if we were in the playoffs. So it's good to see.
I just have one, coach. We've talked about Jets prospects being an important part of the growth of this team, but some of the guys that that your group brings in, so whether it's Ty McGinn or Felix Girard, who seem to be finding their game, or Brent Peterson, who's got goals in back-to-back, how important is that for an AHL team?
It's huge. It's huge. And I think Reichel's line with Ty and Brent today, they brought quite a bit. And I wasn't afraid to put them out there. You've seen them against their top line at times, D-zone face-offs at key moments in the game, and they created that confidence and because of the way they've been playing. So it's, again, we talked about the synergy between Girard and Daou. It seems like Peterson and Reichel and McGinn, there's some pretty good synergy between the three of them. A young player with an older veteran and a guy that is trying to stay on the team. So the combination of those three is pretty good.
So I know you have a quick turnaround. Are you expecting any healthy bodies for this trip to Texas?
Not that I'm aware of, no.